it still feels just like a small continuation every day of that same band 5 minutes ago in the basement. As you said, it still very much feels like that. And I hope that it stays like that forever.
With the new album, Fate, Philly five-piece Dr. Dog is riding a wave of buzz. But instead of drowning in acclaim, they're staying rooted in what got them started as a band. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. When the five guys of Dr. Dog started individually writing new material, Fate happened to pop up as a theme and album title. And while it's a weighty topic, the band's sound can lighten almost any subject. That's because the members of Dr. Dog consider themselves a pop band more than any other label, but are quick to point out this is no teeny bopper fare, describing their sound as more grandma's apple pie than Pop-Tart. Whatever the flavor, it's agreed with artists like My Morning Jacket, The Rock on Tours, and Lou Reed, who've either signed on as fans or invited the band on tour. But overnight success, it's not, as Dr. Dog, in some form, has been making music for almost a decade. And three of the five band members recently told Darren DeVivo about the interesting band dynamics that brought them this far.
I always thought about whenever I was looking for somebody to be in a band with, or like if you're in a band and suddenly you don't have a drummer or a bass player or something, and then it seems like such a problem, you know, and then you go and you see people putting up ads and everything, and in my experience, and this goes for a lot of things in life, like if you're looking for a place to live or if you're looking for a job or something, it's almost always the case in my life where those things are just kind of sitting right in front of my face, despite the fact that the pursuit of those things seems like such this kind of daunting thing that it's like, well, how do I go about finding this thing I need? And almost always the most obvious thing is staring at you in the face, and it always ends up being the greatest thing. So the shifts and changes in sort of the band over time have always been like that, very kind of seamless transitions from one person we were already hanging out with all the time to someone else we were already hanging out with all the time. And so never really been in a band with anyone other than somebody I consider a close friend.
So they went down to the station, they went looking for a ride, they were running out of ink, they were running out of time, yeah. And with the color of the whistle, with the sounding of the smoke,
is there any one perfectionist in the band?
You know, we've all got our specialties with that sort of thing, you know. I'd say Justin has a really meticulous sense of rhythm. He can spot when a beat's not right in an area of the song that would otherwise have get ignored. And Frank's really great with making sure that the harmonies are all kind of locking in. And for me, the sort of kind of perfectionism that I do obsess about in recording, among all of the things, but what feels like sort of the biggest thing is just the mood, you know, and the mood might dictate lots of sloppy playing and mistakes and stuff, but there's a sort of a very subtle realm to the recording world that is that intangible spirit behind it, and it doesn't carry a whole lot of weight, but it does just enough.
Do you like things the way they seem? Are you looking behind the scenes? Well, if you gotta know,
if you gotta know
what it takes to make it so,
what it takes to
just
make
believe
it so.
Are there dark parts to your mind? Hidden secrets left behind, where no one ever goes, but everybody knows it's alright.
Live at FUV, that's Dr. Dog performing the tune, The Breeze. For more exclusive in-studio interviews, visit the archives at WFUV.org.